Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Apostles Fasting. Hope you're enjoying the fast. Wanted to say, first of all, thank you for your prayers for the high school mission trip to Atlanta. It was really, really beautiful. It was amazing. The youth got to serve the refugees. There's about 18,000 refugees in a city in Georgia called Clarkson, and from all over the world, different refugees from all over the world. Their stories were touching. They shared some of their stories on how they had to leave their country in despair and come for safety. Our high school youth got a chance to serve them and bring them food and spend time with them, even play soccer with them. It was really, really a great service. So I want to ask you a question. Since we're speaking about soccer and the youth playing soccer and things like that, I want to ask you a question. If we had a soccer match in this church, priests and deacons versus the rest of you, would you be interested in something like that? Yes or no? Okay, all right. We've got some people interested. Now, what if I were to tell you, before you agree, let me tell you the whole story. And the deacons are not going to agree after I tell them what I'm doing. So what if we're playing and it's priests and deacons versus you? And then here comes little Abuna, and I score a goal on my own team. And then the first time they say, okay, Abuna doesn't know how to play really well, it's accident. They let it go. Next time I get the ball, I turn around and score again against my own team. At that point, what are you guys going to do? Abuna, you're tired. You can take a rest. Take a rest over here. I know it sounds funny, but that's what the gospel is about. Exactly what I just said. It's, we are on the team of God, and sometimes we play against God. Because He asks questions here today, and I'm going to bring it up. He's asking a question, what team are you on? Because if I'm playing on this team, this is my team, I know Sharif wouldn't let me go through. If I scored a goal, he would be the first one to get me out. But that's kind of what we're doing in our life with God. And he's addressing it today. Now, before I go on, I want to ask you a question. Do you think you're on God's team or against God? Think about that for a second. Let me ask you. Because I'm thinking we're all sitting here today, none of us thinks we're against God. Like, that shouldn't even be a question. All of us are for Him. But then when I start thinking about it, wait a minute, I don't really spend that much time with Him. My sin, that doesn't help me be for Him. So we're conflicted. There's one person a long time ago said to me, Abuna, this whole thing with God, sometimes I'm with Him and sometimes I'm not with Him. And I know the word sometimes is not a really good word, because that doesn't mean, like, if I were to tell you sometimes I'm on your team and sometimes I'm on their team, would you be, do you think that's right? That wouldn't make any sense. Today, one verse caught my attention. And I want you to open with me just one verse. It's Matthew chapter 12. Let's open together. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Let's do it together. Hey, we're on the same team. We have to open together, right? Matthew 12, 30. Today, God is very clear on where He wants us to stand. Matthew 12, 30 says this. He who is not with me is what? Against me. Okay? If you're not with me, if you're not on my team, if you're not scoring the goal with me, you're against me. Okay? He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Now, let me ask you a question. Can sometimes we be with God and sometimes we're against God? Can that actually happen? No. Either you're with him or you're not with him. Either I'm married to Dahlia or I'm not. It's not like, oh, sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not. It doesn't work. It's either we're all in. In Atlanta, we were studying with the high school youth the Epistle of St. James. And in there, we kept getting the same message about being double-minded. You know what double-minded means? Is that I'm with you, God, I'm with you, and I'm with other things. I'm with you, God, and I'm with other things. I can't say to you, I love you, and then I say, I hate you. Can I do that? Can I have both? Can you do that to your family members? You love them and hate them at the same time? That's what God is saying to us today. Which team are we on? Like I said earlier, if I score a goal on my own team, that team doesn't want anything to do with me. It doesn't make sense. What team are you on? And if you look at the verse, Matthew 12:30, look at it really quick, carefully. There's not giving you much option. You know, with God, it's either A or B. There's no C. It says here, you're with me or against me. But look at the second one. He who does not gather with me scatters. God, wait a minute. I'm not gathering anybody for you, but I'm not scattering. What if I'm doing none? What if I'm neutral? Can I be neutral in my life with God? This is the mistake most Christians make, by the way. Most Christians make, well, I'm not really hurting anyone, and I'm not really doing anything positive. I'm not really against you, God, but I'm not really for you. I'm kind of in this neutral area. There's no, if you look anywhere in the Bible, there's no neutral. It's either yes or what? No. It's either on or off. It's either light or what? Darkness. And there's no area in the middle. And today God is very clear that he wants us to be all in together with him. If you have a mission statement in your company, I don't know where you guys work, some of you guys work, and sometimes schools have a mission statement. This is the mission statement of the school, or this is the mission statement of the work. What if you as an employee don't follow that mission statement? How long are you going to work there? Like, what if this is a mission statement for what your company stands for, and you're doing the opposite? How long do you think you'd be working there? Yeah, you'll get fired. You're not going to be working very long. But God has a mission statement that none of us are following. Or let me rephrase that. Some of us are following. He says, I want you to what? Gather people for me. If you're not gathering, you're scattering. And in your mind, you're thinking, I'm not scattering, I'm not gathering. Right? We're in the middle of which fast right now? I just said it earlier. We're in the middle of Apostles' Fast. Do you guys know what's the point of this fast? 90% of our church has no idea what we're supposed to be doing in this fast. That's to be honest. And I've heard it numerous times during the fast. But I have no idea what we're supposed to be doing. What are we supposed to be doing during this fast? Anybody know? Any ideas? Yeah. Say again. Talk to people about church. Is that what you said? Very good. Can we clap for her? That's really good. That's exactly what we need to do. Very good. Apostles' fast is we follow the mission of the apostles, the mission statement. The mission statement of the apostles is what? God gave them a mission to go to all nations. You received something, take it to everyone. Apostles' fast, actually, every one of us is supposed to be fasting and praying. I know we're having a hard time fasting. Fasting and praying for someone. Do you know that's what we're supposed to be doing? You're not supposed to be fasting and praying for yourself for this. The Great Lent, that was for you. Apostles, that's for somebody else. Maybe you know someone who stopped coming to church. Maybe you know people that are just lost completely. Maybe you see people at work or school are like, these people are confused. You're supposed to be praying and fasting for them. And here today, God says, if you're not gathering them, you're actually scattering them. But you're saying to yourself, no, I'm not scattering them. I didn't hurt their feelings. I didn't say anything. The way God works is different than us. If you're not bringing people in for God, you're automatically scattering them. Isn't that crazy? But you would say, I'm not doing, I didn't say anything to anyone. That's the point. You didn't say anything to anyone. You get it? We're supposed to be saying. We're supposed to be talking. We're supposed to be praying. Apostles' fast is not for us. It's for the mission of the apostles to continue in us. Or we let the mission of the apostles die in our generation. That we're not responsible. Okay, Abuna, I'm barely making it to church myself. And I'm bringing whoever I can. Let's keep in mind, whose team are we on? God's team? God's mission statement is gather. Bring people to me. You're with me or against me? Are you with me or not? There's this nice story. It's kind of a dramatic story, but I want to tell you the story. There's a father who buys a beautiful, beautiful necklace for his daughter, but he wants to surprise her. It's a beautiful, beautiful necklace. His daughter, he knows how much his daughter would love this necklace. So the father buys this beautiful necklace for his daughter. He puts it in his room in this blue box, and it's there. And he's going to surprise her one day with this beautiful necklace, and he knows it's going to make her day. Anyways, one day the daughter was just going around and hanging out. She went into the room of the father, not knowing anything about this gift. She found the blue box and she found the necklace, and she opened it and she put it on. And then she took it to her room. When she took it to her room, she stood in front of the mirror and started looking at the necklace and admired it and loved it. She said, I really want this necklace. I really want this necklace. But she kind of hid it from her father. She didn't know the necklace was for her. And she took it and she was wearing it and she loved it and she would twirl around in it and she would say, oh, wow, this necklace is very beautiful. One day the father came and said, I want to surprise my daughter with this necklace. He goes into the room. He finds the blue box, but he can't find the necklace. He's so upset. He wanted really to give her this beautiful, beautiful necklace, but he couldn't find it. He was searching everywhere, asking everybody in the house, where is the necklace? I want to give it to my daughter. The daughter found out that the father was looking for this necklace, and she started crying. And she went to him and said, Dad, I'm sorry. I took it from you without telling you. And she gave it to her father, and her father said, this necklace was actually for you. I wanted to give it to you. And you didn't have to take it. It's yours. And they had a moment together. And it's a beautiful story of how much the father wants to give us. But the story is clear that the daughter decided on her own a different way against her father. And that's what we do. God wants to give us so much. And he wants to say, I want you to be with me. I want you to be with me in my mission. But we're against him. We're going on our own way. We're trying to find another way. There's no other way. We try to take things for ourselves that we want in this world to make us happy. But God is saying, I'm going to make you happy. That today is all about, are we on the side of God or not? Are we with his team? It says a house divided against itself cannot stand. Are we in the house of God? Are we with him? Because if we're against him, we're not going to make it very far. Let's be honest, our marriages are not going to make it very far being against him. What we want out of this world, we're not going to get that much out of it if we're against him. We're trying so hard for our kids. We're trying so hard in our work. But if we're against him, if we're trying another way, we're not going to make it. It's going to be very difficult. He has something beautiful to offer us. Just all he wants is us to be with him on his mission. He who is not with me is against me. By the way, it's not God against us. It's us against God. There's a difference. He always wants to give us the beautiful necklaces and the beautiful pearls and the beautiful things. But we're the ones who decide, God, sometimes I'm with you. There is no sometimes in Christianity. There is none. It came, oh, sometimes I'm with God. I went to church. I read a couple verses. I prayed. Sometimes. It's not there. Either you're with me or you're not. There's no halfway. And that's the problem. We like halfway. We like to say, God, I'm with you, yeah, and then I got my other things too. There is, everything belongs to God. Everything is for God. Let's put everything in front of him. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather, the mission statement of God, the mission of the apostles, gather, gather. If you're not gathering, automatically you're scattering. Isn't that really hard to digest? If you don't bring people to God or bring God to people, you're automatically scattering? It's hard for me to digest that because I don't know why that doesn't seem fair. Why can't there be a middle area? Why can't it be like, hey, sometimes I tell people and I try to be a good role model and I try to be a light as much as I can. I try not to hurt anybody's feelings. And no, it's either gather or we're scattering. And I think that's hard for me personally to fathom and understand. There was I'll tell you one last story. Today's story time, guys. One last story. This one's a very touching story, and it's a true story, by the way. This is a true story, and if you want to know later who it is, I'll tell you. It's not anybody from our church, but it's a true story about a leader in a church. There's a leader in a church who served 50 years in his congregation, doing great work for God. When he was about in his 90s, he was old, and he was on like hospital bed. He was at the end of his years. And his children were around him. His sons and daughters were all around his bed. He's very sick, very old, was dying pretty much. This is a true story. And every time, like, he would wake up the old man and he would try to get out of bed. And his children are like, "You can't get out of bed, Dad. You're going to fall and you're going to hurt yourself." They put him back in bed. And they kept doing it. They kept, like, all of a sudden he would jolt up and try to get out of bed. And they put him back. And then one time he got up and started shouting, "One more, one more." And the family was like, "What do you mean one more?" Put him back down. And he kept, "Do you want some coffee? Do you want some tea? Do you want some water? Do you want some juice? What do you want?" So he kept getting up every 5 minutes saying, "One more." His kids put him down. And then finally they kept saying, "One more what, Dad? What do you want?" He said, "One more for Jesus. One more for Jesus." He was trying to get up and go save one more for Jesus. It's a true story. And his kids started crying. 90 years old. He spent 50 years of his life bringing people to God and bringing God to people. And all he wanted to do on his deathbed was get up and go find one more for Jesus. And the true story ends like this. The old man put his hand on his elder son and said, "You go save one more for Jesus." And that son became another great leader in the church and spent the rest of his life, "One more for Jesus." And I want to end the sermon there. What I want to tell you guys, that should be our mantra. That should be our focus. You want to know what the Apostles' Fast is all about? Let's go find one more for Jesus. Just one more. And when you find the one more, guess what God is going to tell you? "I need one more." Pray and fast. We only have up to July 12th. It's not that far away. Pray and fast. And remember, ask yourself this question. What team are you really on? Are you scoring a goal on your own team? Are you against your own team? We're for the team of God or not. If you say you're a team of God, then it's got to be different. You're either with him, and I'm with him, or we're against him. Either we're gathering or we're scattering. There's no in between. I would challenge you today, during this liturgy, pray for just one person that pops in your mind. God's going to give you one person. That person could be in your family. It could be related to you. Could be a close friend. Could be a coworker. I want one person. We offer. I'm going to offer one. You guys offer. If we all offer one, we'll have over 100 that we're going to offer to God. Say, "God, this is the one that I want you to touch. I want you to do something. That you help. That you give me courage to go and get one more for him." Remember, you are on God's team. You are part of his organization. His mission statement: go save one more. Let's pray and fast for that. And let's see what God will do. And let's have courage when we walk outside here to be on his team and to gather more for him. Let's pray for one another. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.